Many of the tens of thousands servicemen and women taking tours of duty in Iraq wear U.S. uniforms but are not U.S. citizens. That's changing, though. This past week, more than 200 Marines and sailors became U.S. citizens in a ceremony at Camp Pendleton in Southern California. Many of them had recently returned from Iraq, and on their list of things to do before shipping out again, take the oath of citizenship, NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
In a small auditorium on the Marine base, Lance Corporal Carlos Perez holds his three-year-old son in his arms as he waits for the ceremony to begin. His battalion was one of the first to go into Baghdad last year. He says on the battlefield it didn't really come up that he wasn't a citizen.
When it boils down to it, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether you're white, Chinese, black, you're over there, you're fighting, you're all brothers, you all have to depend on each other. You're in one service, you're all Marines, that's what counts.
Perez came to the U.S. from Mexico as a boy. He's scheduled to return to Iraq next month and says he doesn't expect to feel any different this time around, now that he'll be a citizen. However, Petty Officer Lamalia Jean-Jacques, originally from Haiti, says she does feel different.
I'm feeling great. I've done something for America and they're doing something back to me.
Jean-Jacques was recently stationed on a carrier in the Persian Gulf. She says when she goes back, it's good to know that if anything happens to her, her family will get more benefits as relatives of a U.S. citizen. It's estimated that more than 30,000 non-citizens are now serving in the military. That's about 4% of U.S. forces. Military personnel used to have to serve 3 years before gaining citizenship, but President Bush issued an executive order after the 9/11 terrorist attacks, making servicemen and women eligible immediately. Since then, the number of naturalization petitions has tripled. Sergeant Andres Crespo of Ecuador has been in the Marines for 8 years. He says not being a citizen held him back in his military career, mostly because he couldn't get security clearances for high-level missions.
There was a lot of stuff out there that I wanted to do, and I was always getting rejected because the first thing they ask is, are you a citizen? And the first thing I say is no. So now, after today, it's the first thing I'm going to say, hey, I'm a citizen. What do you have for me?
Antigua Barbuda, Bahamas, Bangladesh, Bolivia, Brazil, Canada.
As each of the 43 names of the home countries were read aloud, Colombia, the Marines and sailors rose one by one. 57 service members rose as Mexico was called out. They were the largest group naturalized, followed by 38 from the Philippines.
If all of you would raise your right hand and repeat after me. I hereby declare on oath.
Watching the service members take their oath was California's most famous immigrant these days, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I have to say that I feel very comfortable around all this firepower here today. As a matter of fact, I haven't seen that much firepower since the making of Terminator 3.
Schwarzenegger told the men and women that since he immigrated to the U.S. at the age of 21, he's worked hard to give back to the country that gave him so much.
But let me tell you something, that what I have done and what I've given back to America is absolutely nothing in compared to what you are doing. By choice, you came to this land, and by choice, you're fighting for this country, and that is extraordinary.
After the governor and other officials left the auditorium, wives, husbands, and family members hugged the new citizens and posed for pictures. Sergeant Crespo from Ecuador says the men around him laughed at the part of the oath where they had to swear to take up arms and protect the country against enemies.
I've done that already, and I'll keep doing that till, you know, I guess, till the day I give up my life for my country.
Crespo will retire from the Marines in a week. He says as a new citizen, he has a few things he'd like to do. He wants to buy a gun, vote in the upcoming presidential election, and sign up for the National Guard Reserve. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Camp Pendleton, California.